CJ?
Okay.
I, yes. I've been working with circus arts now almost a full year, but I've been doing magic total since sophomore year of high school, and this is the second school year I've been graduating. So it's been roughly about 6 years now.
Cool.
And we use it to.
Did you just do cards?
Primarily, but I'm working my way up to other products. Like, one of the things that I'm doing for Halloween, it's going
to
be a trick involving a big guillotine. Guillotine blade will come down on my neck and I'll be perfectly fine. That's going to be a trick I'm working on soon.
Usually it's a guillotine on a beautiful woman, your assistant, but you're doing it on yourself.
I don't have any assistants. I have a prop master, a friend of mine who lives locally near me that builds all of my stuff for me.
Right.
But he'll be there for that to bring the blade down on me, but the blade will still be going down on me.
I think that's cool. That's a nice
they
twist.
Might
I typically try and do it all myself, but I would eventually want someone to be an assistant, but not as an assistant, like the lovely assistant. I would rather have someone be the assistant magician. We're both being seen as performers, almost like Penn and Teller. We're both looked at as the performers instead of, you know, the performer and his helpers.
Do you want to do this as a career?
Oh, yes. I want to be a magician for the rest of my life.
Is there, like, a school to go to or what?
There is, but it's primarily just circusy things in general. Like, up in New York, they have, like, clown schools and things that teach magic. But, like, there's no dedicated school to magic. It's a craft you kind of have to be taught how to do and different things like that.
Do you have a mentor? Do you have, like, a magician?
Sort of. He's a really good friend of mine. Me and him work close together with circus arts. I've known him for about 4 or 5 years now. He's significantly better than I am, but we work close together on other tricks. We help each other sometimes. Him more so for me than me helping him.
Cool.
But he's locally here. His name is Matt Price, or Magic Matt. And he's a wonderful guy. He helps me out a lot.
That's cool. And are you, where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years? Like, Las Vegas? Or where do you go with this?
I eventually want to, in the near future, not necessarily 5 years from now, but sometime soon, starting to travel the country, just being a street performer, vagabond, doing some of the other things aside from magic that I'm learning, like some of the fire dancing stuff, the more circusy based things I'm learning how to do.
And have you done some street performing before?
Art Walk and Music Walk. I almost always perform at them.
And do people tip you?
Oh yeah.
So do you make, like, decent money?
Yeah, decent. Not nearly as much as some of the other street performers who are far more experienced with it than I am, but I do make pretty decent for someone who's only been really street performing total, like, 2 or 3 years now.
That's cool. All right, well, thanks for talking with me.
No problem.
All right.